You want to be the next front page disaster?
The board is meeting in there. And in 3 seconds, our CEO is going to walk out that door and say, Gerald, we have to talk.
Gerald, we have to talk. The board is worried about breaches, hackers, nosy vendors, rogue employees, and accidental leaks. How are we going to stay on top of all of this? The board reconvenes in 16 hours and they need a plan.
Well, I
know you'll come up with something great. Oh, and my admin will send you dinner tonight, okay?
Thanks. This whole thing's enough to drive me crazy.
Tell me, Gerald, how did that make you feel?
Frustrated. I'm the CIO. I mean, I have to protect the business and support everyone who works here. Employees don't want the 3-year-old laptop I give them. They have a brand new cooler device of their own, like yours.
Sorry.
I get it. But another thing is, employees aren't always at the office. They move around. Home, hotels, coffee shops, poolside.
This isn't so bad.
Not for you, but you're completely outside my firewall, which puts our data at risk.
So, you have control issues.
Well, that's my job. Any executive who cares about productivity, security, and compliance has control issues.
Talk to me, Gerald. How did you lose control?
It just happened over time. Things used to be so much simpler. Back then, I just needed one password to get on my computer. Then we got file servers, then email, application servers, database servers. Every new server, another account, and another password, and another. But I solved that mess with a directory service. Single sign-on.
So it all came together.
For a minute.
Then what happened?
The cloud. The best software for managing customer relationships? In the cloud. A more cost-effective email solution? In the cloud. Adopt innovative technology instantly to get that competitive edge. Cloud, cloud, cloud.
Gerald,
let me help you.
Thanks. You know, cloud ops make passwords multiply like crazy. Anything on the premises, one password. Apps in the cloud, another password, and another, and another. Passwords I don't get to manage.
So just tell them they can't use cloud apps.
I can't. They'll complain, and they'll do it anyway.
What kind of things would they say? Actually, show me with the dolls.
Cloud apps are so convenient. I need them to get my work done.
Well, I can't wait 2 years for you to build me a tool.
Well, I guess they'll be using cloud apps then.
But which ones? And how many?
Probably 10 times more than you think.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, that's time.
What? But I still need a plan.
Gerald, what I'm hearing is that you need a better identity and access management strategy. Here, I recommend this.
This is great. I have a plan.
Azure Active Directory Premium.
It's an identity and access management solution, on-prem and in the cloud.
Single sign-on.
To our apps and thousands in the cloud.
Does it work on any device?
Even ones that run iOS or Android.
Okay, but can it help us manage our SaaS apps?
Yes, and you can access your apps from anywhere.
That's good, but...
It's also got multi-factor authentication. Logging in now. Got my code. And it supports conditional access. Sorry.
Gerald, that's all great, but can we go back?
Sure. But do you have any other questions?
Does it have monitoring and reporting?
Yep, and self-service IT. The best part, I don't have to build a second directory in the cloud. It's a unique hybrid solution. Now she's gonna say.
Nice work, Gerald. Let's take this to the board.